Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev Bitzion and for Golan Ben Gabriela and for Elishuda Ben Ruti, Matan Ben Dvora, Leah Bezel Chaimah Esusim, Yam Simchadina Minya, Ruiz Victor Vestil Rovida, and Chai Chavvega Vans Michal Dizbasia, and Linishmas. Our sister Bas Shmuel, our Chana Pesachion, our Masalta Chana Rav Meir Zev, and Rav Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Rav Alexander Zusha Ben Rav Yosef. Came across a very interesting letter written by a Rav named Uri Munster, who lived apparently in New York. And no, he's buried in Har Zeisim, but his almanah's address is New York. And he has a letter that he wrote over here in 1933, in Cheshvan of 1933. Lemalas kvod yidid nafshi harav hagoyin hagadol, reish misifta v'golas hakoseres behichol, merkaz l'toyra l'chochma, harei rabbeinu duber hamechuna Dr. Revel Shlita. Shalom Ad HaOlam. So he writes a letter to Rabbi Dr. Bernard Dov Revel, who was the president of a yeshiva college, I think they used to call it back then. And this Rav has skamas from Rav Cook, from Rav Moshe Feinstein, this Rav Munster. So in his sefer, it's called Karnei Re'eim. So in the Karnei Re'eim, he writes this letter to Rabbi Revel, and he says, "Achrei habracha b'chol hakavod, Rabbi Balufi, after giving you blessing, with all the honor, my teacher. Hineni mariv nafshi oz hapam lavo b'sheilasi v'tzasi al devar kasha lahafli b'targum yonis ben uziel, asher l'davoini rabim migdoleilu v'goyneinu choshvim dvarim ke'ele b'seich chochmas Yisrael, v'loi b'seich melechas machsheves mitaris Yisrael, amdirum v'shalom olam omoik omoik umi yishurenu." So I have this question. I have a little bit of gall to ask, a lot of courage to ask this question on the Targum Yonison, because a lot of our Gadolim and Gaonim think things in Chochmas Yisrael, but not in Torah Yisrael, which is higher than high. So it seems that he's saying that people learn it al pi chachmas Yisrael, which is Wissenschaft, which is the academic way of learning, and not in the Torah way of learning, but he calls them gedoleinu v'geoneinu. So really, our gedolim and our geonim learn with chachmas Yisrael and not Torah Yisrael. So not exactly sure what he means. But he says, there's nobody else to turn to in this matter except to his elevated honor. In the end, we see afterwards he has letters that he's a letter that he received from Rabbi Dr. Aaron Hyman from Tel Aviv answering this question. So I guess he asked him as well. And he also has a letter from the great Gaon Rav Yeshua Boimel, Sefer Emek Halacha, Rabbi Norman Lamb's uncle. So I guess he sent it to others as well, but he said, "You, Rabbi Revel, or Rabbi Daka, Hamachuna Dr. Revel, are the really the man to go to, because if you look on Hebrew books, you can get Rabbi Revel's book on Targum Yonison Ben Uziel." So I have a question on Targum Yonison Ben Uziel. Asher zchurani ki kvot harasa kasa v'erech bechad me'akovtzim. Be'ineni yodea v'zorcher ka'eis im kvot harasa naga gam b'inyani Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, rak b'inyani onkelus o'akilus. So I remember you wrote an article in a journal. I don't remember if you spoke about Yonison Ben Uziel, but I can make Rabbi Munster feel better and tell him that not only did he write an article, he wrote a whole kuntres. 50 plus pages on Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. So he didn't only write about Unkelus, he wrote about Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. B'dar v'zeh melamdeinu das ad kama nachutz lanu kovetz tarani sifruti sheroi lishmo. So this teaches us how much you need a proper Torah journal, Baruch Hashem, today. We have many Torah journals. V'chein avak sheshikach leim ad zman mizmanu wa mesubu b'yoyser amusi atlos gashmim v'avoyda anokis ruchnias. So you have a lot of gashmias to worry about, ruchnias to worry about. We know that Rabbi Revel had a married into the Travis family in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Actually, my mother-in-law is from Tulsa, Oklahoma, so her family had some connection to the Travis family. I don't remember what it was. In any event, so he was the son-in-law of this great Gvir, this Travis, and on one hand, he was a great Talmud Chacham. He was the president of Yeshiva College from 1915 until his death in 1940. He was born in Prenai, a neighboring town of Kaunas, then part of the Russian Empire, now in Lithuania. He was the son of the Rav of the town, from Nachum Shraga Revel. And when his father was Nifter in 1896, he was buried next to his friend, Rav Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, shows his Madrega, and then he studied in Telz, Rabbi Revel. He went to Rav Bloch's Shiurim, Baruch Hashem, we have them in print, many of them. He learned by Yitzchak Blazer in the Kovna Koilel. He got smicha already at 16. And then he apparently did some independent study, got a diploma. And he was a revolutionary, and then he said, enough of this stupid revolution, after he was imprisoned. He emigrates to the United States. He enrolls in Reitz. He receives a Master of Arts degree, ultimately from NYU in 1909. And he's meets Rabbi Bernard Leventhal of Philadelphia, who visits the yeshiva, talks in learning with the boy. He says, come to Philly and be my secretary and my assistant. He comes, familiarizes himself with American Jewry, attends law school in Philly, but then says, nah, it's not my calling. Gets a doctorate from the great Dropsy College. So many Jews studied. He's the first graduate of Dropsy. It was America's first degree-granting institution for postdoctoral Jewish studies, funded by the will of Moshe Aaron Dropsy, who lived from 1821 to 1905. His thesis was the Karaite Halacha and its relation to Sadducean, Samaritan, and Philonian Halacha. Until 1908, he's introduced, going back a little bit, he's introduced to his wife Sarah Travis of Marietta, Ohio. Marries in 1909. They were wealthy oil men. So Rabbi Revel moves to Oklahoma, to Tulsa, to join the family business. So he's assistant to his brother-in-law, Shloima, in the petroleum business, amasses his own fortune, but his primary occupation was learning. In 1915, Harry Fischel and the board of directors of the newly merged REITs asked Rabbi Revel to come back east and head the institution. So he was Reitz's first president of Rosh Yeshiva. And his whole life he remained a Talmud Chacham, a scholar, quotes Josephus, Philo. It's not a typical Telzer, but also a Lamdan and also an academic scholar. And his primary scientific scholarly research was Karaism. He said his doctorate was about that. He said, we have to understand our tradition, we have to understand the Karaim. In 1986, he was on the $1 U.S. postage stamp. Isn't that great? And the U.S. engraver Kenneth Kipperman, designed the stamp, was suspended for including a tiny Star of David, invisible to the naked eye, in Revel's beard. Is that interesting? Maybe he meant it to be anti-Semitic? I don't know. He started writing a commentary to the Yerushalmi. He was associate editor of Otzi Yisrael, an encyclopedia of Eisenstein. Any event, unfortunately, in the meantime, I haven't found a response to this letter. But this is the letter that Rabbi Moinshter writes to Rabbi Revel. So now I know a little bit more about Rabbi Revel, thanks to Wikipedia. And now we're going to get to his question. He said, I know, that's why I got into this, because he said, I know you're busy in Gachmias and Bruchnias. So by this time, I don't know if he was busy with the oil anymore, but why you had a lot of Gachmias to worry about. That really weighed heavily on Rabbi Revel. So he says like this, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel in Parashas Devarim, in Sefer Devarim, Zeis HaBracha, and the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Chelo Vol Yadav Tirtze, etc. Umisanav Min Yukumun. So the Targum Yonasan writes, what's Misanav Min Yukumun? V'lo yelis sanoi di Yochanan kana rabba regular mekam. There's those who hate Yochanan Kohen Gadol are not going to have a leg to stand on. That's what it means, Misanav Min Yukumun. They're not going to have a leg to stand on, those who hate Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We don't have this in the Yerushalmi. And this is it's also called Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, it's also called Targum Yerushalmi. And this is a wonder, an absolute wonder. Because Yochanan Kana Rabba, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was Mishamish Bekuna Gadola 80 years. According to the Gemara, these secular historians have another opinion. And in the end, he became a Tzduki. Brachas 29, Kedushin 15. So how is it possible that in the end you have the Sadducee who runs after the Sanhedrin, makes their life miserable? He kills some of them. Moshe v'Sanhedrin al snui nefesh ha'yadus ha'prushis. Azeh yomer lo yeh l'sanoi diyochen ha'kana rabba regla meikam. So he hated the rabbis. He fought against the rabbis. He fought against the Sanhedrin. He was a Sadducee. So how does it say about such a person that his enemies are not going to have a leg to stand on? Very odd. That's how the Targum learns this pasuk. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. So, who actually wrote Targum Yonasan ben Uziel? They call it Pseudo-Jonathan, because it doesn't really seem to be Jonathan. It doesn't really seem to be Yonasan ben Uziel. The Maharsha and the Chiddush HaGadus is Medayik in Megillah Daf Gimel, that he didn't write a Targum on the Torah. Even though it's a Pele, he doesn't know Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Tes Vav. There would appear he only didn't write a Targum on the Ksuvim. The Gemara says he wrote Targum Nevi'im. So the Maharsha wants to say, but not Targum HaTorah. Tosfos says, no, but not Targum Ksuvim. The Maariz Chayes talks about this. Siman Dalet. He says, Targum ala Torah shenesiachis liyonesen einenu mimenu. It's not from him. Kasher esore chachamim kvar. Is the chachamim ready mesore? Comes hundreds of years after the death of Yonasan ben Uziel. Yonasan ben Uziel was one of the 80 Tanaim who studied under Hillel HaZaken during the time that the Romans ruled Judea. There's a book of Kabbalah, Sefer Migdanim, which is attributed to him. He's mentioned a number of times in the Gemara. We have his Targum on the Navi. When he wanted to be Targum Ksuvim, a divine voice was heard telling him that what he had done was sufficient for humanity, Megillah 3a. It says the Gemara that Hillel had 80 Talmidim. 30 of them were worthy that the Shechinah should rest on them like Moshe. The generation wasn't worthy. 30 of them were worthy that the intercalation of the year should be determined by them. 20 were average. The greatest of all of them was Yonasan ben Uziel. So, by the way, this whole thing of going to Amuka, to his grave, once read an article by Rabbi Meir Wunder, who's a great scholar in Talmud Chacham. It's a Haredi man, but he writes scholarly works, and he once saw him in Hebrew U. I used to go to the Sifriya Lumit to look up a svarim there before the world of computers, where you could find almost anything on the computer. So anyway, he wrote an article that started in 1953. That's when this minhag to go to Amuka comes from. So I believe that Rabbi Wunder is still alive today. He'd be 90 years old. Almost 90. So he should live a long life. He's a historian, a bibliographer, librarian, amazing man. In any event, I got it to Rabbi Wunder because he wrote about this Amuka thing. It's not really an ancient custom, and Riyana Simonazil never said it. On Wikipedia, they suggest how this minhag started. Various suggestions are made. But the Maariv Tzachiya says that the Targum of the Torah of Yonasan ben Uzziel is not Yonasan, and that's why they call it Pseudo-Jonathan. It's not really him. It came a few hundred years after him. So we also have a kasha. So then, okay, so it came a few hundred years afterwards, where everybody knew that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was miskalkel. Maybe at the time, you know, it was still under debate, his legacy. But hundreds of years later, what's he putting it in the pasuk? That's shot in the pasuk, that his enemies are not going to have a leg to stand on. And here he makes a whole cheshbon that Yonasan ben Uzziel never saw Yochanan Kohen Gadol when he was a tzaddik. If he had seen him when he was a tzaddik, mele. But Hillel was Nasi Arbaim Shana. Hillel lived 120 years. So he died 60 years before, Hillel was born 180 years before the Churban. He died 60 years before the Churban. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol died 175 years before the Churban. So when Hillel was born, it was already 5 years after the death of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It was 5 years. It seemed Hillel was five, and then his Talmud, Hillel's Talmud, when Yochanan Kohen Gadol died, and Hillel's Talmud was Yonasan ben Uzziel. So he never saw him as a tzaddik. He never saw Yochanan Kohen Gadol as a tzaddik. So mechi tesi that he's going to say that the Torah means that the enemies of Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol are not going to have a leg to stand on. Mapitom, he was a Rasha. He became a Tztuki. So how could that be Mesanab min Yikumun? So I do want to say that it's not so pashut that there's one Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Could be there are two Yochanan Kohen Gadols, and the Pasuk is referring to the one that didn't become a Tztuki, so hopefully we'll talk about that more in another shir. But I did a Otzer HaChachma search. A lot of people talk about this Targum. Very, very fascinating. So hopefully we'll get more into it in a different shir. So he says, and when I was looking for Makaritz about Yochanan Kohen Gadol, in the Rambam I saw Dvar Pele. And Akdamas Perish Mishnayis L'Rambam Seder Zeroyim Perek Shishi. He's talking about the Tanaim and Amroim that were before the Churban, saying their names, recording their names. And he mentions Yochanan Kohen Gadol in this lashon, V'Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hu Yochanan ben Matisyo Ayadua Nizkar B'Tfilos B'Mechemes Malchei Yavan. He He says, you know Yochanan Kohen Gadol is? That's Yochanan, the son of Mattathiah, who's known, who's mentioned in the Tefillah of Melchemes Malchei Yavan and Al HaNitzim. V'apliya mevurara, le'enei kol, he'nemes ki echad mechamei sabonim shal Mattathiah gam ken echad b'shmo Yochanan. Aber Yochanan zeh me'olam lo'ye Kohen Gadol, ki m'shimen ben Mattathiah. He says, this is Mattathiah's son? Was Yochanan Kohen Gadol? You Mattathiah had a son, Yochanan, but he was never Kohen Gadol. He had a son, Shimon. Shimon was Kohen Gadol. And then afterwards came Yochanan ben Shimon, ben Beno Shel Mattathiah, Mattathiah's grandson. So how does the Rambam say that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mattathiah's son? Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mattathiah's grandson. Ulepele shekol elu harabonim, hagoinim. Asher matzu lenochon lohatziv hagoseim alakdama yikaro lezos lo yiru klum al zeh. This is also discussed, hopefully we'll talk about it more in another shir. But the pella that nobody mentions this. Ubemis udvar pelim lo shenemer ki tos de minkar nafal po. Sochav eshetavis, beis beis. In other words, it shouldn't say, Rambam shouldn't say, Kohen Gadol, maybe it was Chav Hei Gimel, instead it should say Beis Beis. I don't know exactly what it means, Ben Beno. I don't know. So that's the Rambam. So how can the Rambam say that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the son of Mattathiah, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the grandson of Mattathiah? Now we're back to the Yonasan Ben Uziah. So I'd like to ask you, Rabbi Revel, what you think. And hopefully you'll have a response. But this is my theory. It says in the pasuk Baruch Hashem Chelo Pol Yod of Tirtzeh. The Gemara Darshan's in Kedushin 66b that Afilu Chulin Shabo Tirtzeh. Even though if a coin is a Ben Grushin, a Ben Chalutza, or a Ben Shvuya, if he does the Avodah, his Avodah is Kshera. That's what it means. Baruch Hashem Chelo, afilu cha, afilu chulin. Even those who are not, even those who are chulindik, even those who are secular, who are chalolim, because their mother is a grusha or a chalutza or a shvuya, a captive. Even such people are their avodas ksheira. The Torah Tumim already wonders what type of chayil is like his valor, and then we're darshaning chulin. The Torah Tumim talks about that. So the Rambam paskins this way that a ben grusha ben chalutza ben shvuy shavad avodas ksheira biyasmikdas 6:10 koin sheavad v'nivdak v'nimtza cholol avodas ksheira koin it works and he's examined and he's found to be a cholol. His avodah is kshera. V'im avad loy chilel. If he does the avodah, he's not mechal. The avodah, Baruch Hashem chelo pol yod v'tirtzeh. V'ilu chulun shabot tirtzeh. So he writes, this is known as machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi also said, after you find out that he's a cholol, he can no longer do the avodah. The Rambam says, even after you find out he can do the avodah, I just want to say that the great Goyen, Rav Moshe Chavroini, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva, he's Mzdaik in Rashi, a number of diukim, that Rashi agrees with the Rambam. Or better, the Rambam agrees with Rashi. That they both hold that even if he does the avodah is, even if you know that he's a cholol, his avodah is still kshera. Where does the Rambam get this from? But even after you find out, he's still a achareish noida. Pashas in the Gemara, it's only until you find out. Until you find out, right? It says in the Gemara, noida. When if noida, if you find out that he was a chol, it's avodah kasha. But if you already know that he's a chol, ma'apatana is avodah should be kav, should be kshera. So where does the Rambam get this from? That even after you find out, and also Rashi, even after you find out that he's a chol, is avodah kshera. So the Keshet Mishnah is only on this. Where does the Rambam get this from? And he says, the Rabbeinu Mashmalei, the Kevdolei Ashkechon Bekroa, the Mechala Lavoidosai, the Adarab Ashkechon, the Rash Behedi Deloi Mechala. We don't find a pasuk, an explicit pasuk, that he's Mechala the Avoida. And we do find a drash that he's not Mechala the Avoida. So Memeila, that's in other words in this pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelo. Mehe Teisilan Leimar Shimavad Achar Shenoida Shechilo. Who says he's Mechala? We don't have a pasuk he's Mechala. We only have a pasuk that he's not Mechala. So why does it say then that if you found out that he was a Chala, so then his avoda was kosher? It's not the derech to work after you find out to be a chol. But if you did, then you're beseder. Then the avod is kasher. Not that it's beseder, but it's kasher. And the Mishnah Lamelech, in the halacha we mentioned, 6:10, it's a lot of rave about this halacha. You can look in the halacha brewer online, halacha brewer website, with loads and loads of makaris on this Rambam. Also in the Frankel edition, loads of makaris in the back. So he notes that the Rambam doesn't mention the psul cholo. Some say because psul cholo is a czar. That's why he's not mentioned. Kumashmir says he doesn't mention psul cholo, so he sits down because he's not a puzzle. But Rabbi Moishter says, the heron achone he asher ze mare ben olu ki a Rambam kamoisa. Nimsul fiza ben gala lacha shalda nidon. Where we have in the Gemara in Kiddushin Samach Vav that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Ben Shvuya. So the Maaseh, the Gemara there doesn't call him Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Gemara there calls him Yanai. But this is Lefi Shitas Abai. Abai in Brachos says that Yanai is Yochanan. That's what it says in the Baal HaDoros Rishonim says. But Rava holds that they're two different people, Yanai Luchot and Yochanan Luchot. And comes out from Josephus, from Yosef ben Matisyahu, that this is actually a mice with Yochanan Horkinus. And that's again from the Hashmonaim dynasty, the grandson of Matisyahu. Other people say that Yanai is according to what the Rebbe of the Baal HaRekech, Yehuda Rebbe Klonimus Mishpira, writes in the Sefer Yarkei Tanan Ba'amaro, Merech Yanai HaMelech, that Yanai is a shame Klali L'malchi Ba'is Sheni. So let's talk about Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol, his mother was a Shavuya. And they told him, Hanach Keser Kohuna L'Zara Shel Aharon. Leave the crown of Kohuna for the seat of Aaron. And you're a Ben Shavuya's Pasul. By the way, this Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was Mishamish Bikuna Gadol 80 years, he left two sons. This Yochanan Horkinus, He left five sons. Two of them were Aristobulus and Alexander Yanai. They were Malchi Yehuda. They were Kahanim Gedolim. And there was a big tumult and a lot of fighting. By the way, when it says Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmonai, so then this Yochanan was the great grandfather of Yochanan Hyrcanus. Right? So you have Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and his son is Matisyahu, and his son is Shimon, and then who is Kohen Gadol, and then his grandson is Yochanan Hyrcanus. HaKorbanos, this Yochanan Hyrcanus was a Ben Shavuya. And the Rambam Taka Paskins, and so did Rashi, seems to learn that way also, that Ben Shvuya, who does the Avod is Kasher. So now we can understand the Targum. Of Yemsen, the Pasik Baruch Hashem Chelo, Shemizen Nidra, Shemnifzek Halacha, Kichol, Ben Shvuya, Avodasa Marutza. So in other words, what does it mean, Sanu, Diyochan, and Kana Rabba? They wanted, the people who hated, they wanted to say, that he's not allowed to do the avoda. And the pasuk is saying, no, they're not going to have a regel to get up. They're not going to be able to stand. Why not? Because he's allowed to do the avoda. Because the ben shvuya is allowed to do his avoda's kshera. They want a pasul as avoda. No. Baruch Hashem chelo pol yadav tirtze. Machatz masnayim masalam yisalam yikumun. The pasuk says that his avoda's ritsuya, even chulin, even though he's a chalal. So misanav meni kumun, that those who hate Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they're not going to have a leg to stand on. So this is behatem l'shitas HaRambam. That Zavod is kshera. That's what the Targum is telling us. That even though he's a cholol, his Zavod is still kosher. So there is so much more to say about this, so much to unpack about the different, but that's in din of knowing that he's a Cholol and still being able to do the avoda, and which exact Yochanan we're talking about, that's really the big question. And the Etzem Perish and the Targum, the sign of the Yochanan Kana Rabba, they're not going to have a leg to stand on. But anyway, this is the suggestion of Rabbi Moinshner, and his humility. He sends a letter to Rabbi Revel, asking him what his opinion is. He concludes and he says, "Hitzati dvarim hadvarim lufnei kved Abba Mori Arab Shiichia." Puts parentheses at Zal. "V'nenem od me'etzem adover." He said, "It's a shenavort." But he said to his son, "Hayonisen ben Uziel adayin pelehu v'yila pele." He said, "It's still a wonder." "Ubeze avakshel hodieni chavus daito agadol ubeze hinni yedito adorish Shlomo." Birkas Haramas Keren HaYeshiva VeKeren HaToyla Uri Moinishter. And again, like I said, there's a response here from Rabbi Dr. Aaron Hyman, and another response by Rabbi Yeshua Baumel, and we have the Shuk Chavalim Ben Imam talks about this, and one of my favorites, Rav Aaron Levin, the Risha Rav. He writes about this in the Tshuva, it's Geshmak. So hopefully, Rabbi Isai, we will go more into this and see more in the flows. But we learned so much in this year. We learned about in history, we learned about Rabbi Revel, and we learned about Meir Wunder, and we learned about Yonasan Ben Uziel, and who wrote Yonasan Ben Uziel, we spoke about, and what Pshat and the Targum is, and who Yochan is Yochan Kohen Gadol. So please stay tuned and hopefully we will continue this discussion. Shalom, shalom.